Now that the new book, Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, is out, I'm impatient to dig into it, but I'll have to wait until I've met my August 1st deadline to finish my own book. Meanwhile, I've had a lot of fun with the newest Harry Potter arrival, my little owl Archimedes, and I attended Northern Lights Bookstore's Harry Potter party at the Depot Friday night, where children got to see a real live relative of Pigwidgeon, Ron Weasley's owl. Archimedes and Pigwidgeon are not the same species, but they both belong to the same genus called Otis. Species on this side of the puddle are called screech owls, and on Harry Potter's side are called scops owls. Unfortunately, the word scops is not in most dictionaries, so at least one local newspaper account misspelled it. It's correctly spelled S-C-O-P-S. It's easy to remember how to spell it if you imagine a legal altercation between a scops owl and a chimpanzee, leading to the scops monkey trial. Scops used to be the genus name for these owls. It comes from the Greek scop, which is related to the word observe or scope, and was given to these little owls probably due to their large eyes. Because they are almost entirely nocturnal, these owls do have big eyes and feather tufts that accentuate their cat-like appearance. Anyway, boys, even wizardy boys, seem to think bigger is better, so I imagine Ron was rather jealous of Harry's Hedwig, since she's a snowy owl, one of the most massive owls in the world. If wizards have to clean up after their own owls, though, I'm sure Ron sees serious advantages to having a scops owl rather than a snowy. People have been asking me a lot of questions about owls, and I'm newly updating my Harry Potter Owl webpage, which I'll link to at my blog at birderblog.com. The biggest question is how we can help owls in the real, non-magical world, and one of the answers actually lies with the Harry Potter books. Scholastic, which published the book in the United States, prints this book and all their others on regular paper harvested from forests. Raincoast Books, which publishes the book in Canada, prints it on 100% post-consumer recycled paper. So if you haven't already bought your copy, consider buying it online from Raincoast Books, or next time you cross the border, or ask your favorite bookseller here to order the Canadian version. You'll be paying extra, but if you're concerned about your personal contribution to global warming, the loss of virgin and mature forests, and the critical boreal zone, the pollution caused by the papermaking process, and protection of owl habitat, you'll sleep a bit easier. I didn't think about this when I pre-ordered my copy, so I have the non-recycled version myself, but to assuage my guilt, I ordered a second copy from Amazon's Canadian site. If you have any questions about owls in any of the Harry Potter books, please email me. I want to make my Owls of Harry Potter page as interesting and informative as possible. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.